Well, hello and welcome to the message today. My name's Josh. I'm one of the pastors here at Lifehouse. And tell you what, I'm just so excited to share God's word with you today. And thanks so much for making time. We're just so honored that you'd spend your time with us today. And today I want to ask you a question. What's in your hand? What's in your hand? And I want to look at developing some of the gifts that God has given us today. I want to talk a little bit about Lifehouse College. Our new semester is starting from April 2021. But I believe God has given us some things in our hands that He has called us to develop. We're going to look at a story today, the story of David and Goliath. We're not going to go through the whole story, but I want to look at how David defeated Goliath. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, if you've got your Bibles, it says, David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this giant Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." You see, Goliath, he was calling people out. Goliath was the enemy. Goliath was he was the opposition. He was taunting the warriors. And David, who was a shepherd boy, he was mad. David was saying, "I'll go and fight this giant." And verse 33, Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are just a young man, and he has been a warrior since his youth." Has anyone ever told you that in your life? You're too young, or you're too old, you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, you can't do it, you don't have enough experience. Has someone ever said that to you in your life before? I want to encourage you, when you hear those voices, don't get disappointed. Let's get mad. Let's say, "No, I can do this, because God who is in me is greater than he who is in the world." That's the spirit that David had. In verse 34, David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, I struck it, and I rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, I struck it, and I killed it." David, he was the original Revenant movie. He was the original lion fighter, the original bear fighter. It says that when a bear grabbed the sheep, David, instead of running away like most of us would do, David, he was crazy. He said he would go and hunt down the bear, and he would find the bear, and he would wrestle the bear. It said he would grab the bear and he would kill the bear because it was hurting the sheep. And David, he's just such a great image of a shepherd. And we know that the ultimate shepherd is Jesus, who's our Lord and Savior, who came to earth, lived a perfect life, and died on the cross, and rose again with victory over death and over sin. And he wants to shepherd us in our lives. Come on, let's give some praise to Jesus this morning. Jesus is the good shepherd. And David, he was also a great shepherd. He was developing these skills. He had been looking after his father's sheep. And you know, David as a shepherd, it's not the most glamorous job in the world. There's a lot of time by yourself. It's probably a pretty lonely job. David's friends, best friend was probably Sheepy One and Sheepy Two. But it was a very dangerous job, because lions would come or bears would come. And so it's not the most glamorous job. And in fact, David, we know that his other brothers had maybe more, they were given more leadership or special treatment, but it was only David who was sent to go and care for the sheep. In verse 37, it says, David says, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hands of this Philistine, this giant." And Saul said to David, "Well, if you're that excited, go and the Lord be with you." You know, we may ask, why didn't Saul go and fight Goliath? Actually, I think Saul was excited for David to go fight Goliath, because Saul was a big warrior. He was the king. He was the world's choice for the king. And actually, it would have been Saul's job, the best warrior in Israel, to go and fight the best warrior of Goliath. And so I think when David was saying, "I'll go and fight him," Saul was probably like, okay. And so it says that verse 38, Saul dressed David in his own clothes. He gave him some clothes. He gave him a coat of armor and a bronze helmet on his head. And David tried the clothes. He tried to put on what Saul had given him. He fastened the sword over the tunic. He tried walking around. But because he was not used to them, he said, I can't go in these. I'm not used to them. And he took them off. You know, I see this as sometimes the world, it puts things on us. It gives us weapons that aren't from God. It gives us clothes that are too big, that are not fitting. It gives us a helmet. It tries to change the way we think sometimes. And I want to encourage you, if the world has spoken, if people have spoken words over you, negativity, downwards, even depressive things over your life, we need to take them off and let's get back to God. We need to take off the things that the world is saying to us, and we need to put on the things that God is giving us. And so he took them off. And verse 40 says, he took his staff in his hands. He went to the river. He got 5 smooth stones from the stream. He put them in his pouch of his shepherd's bag. And with his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine. Pretty crazy story. And I think one of the craziest things about this story is that David went out to fight this battle without any weapons. He went out to fight Goliath with just the things that he was used to doing, just with the sling and the stones in his hand. And I want to encourage, I want to ask you, what's in your hand? We know that David, he had 5 smooth stones from the stream. That's all he had. What are the 5 stones that you have in your hands? And David, he went out to Goliath, and we know that Goliath ran at David, and David was able to defeat Goliath just with one stone, one of the gifts, one of the things that he had had in his hand since he was a boy. We are starting a new semester of Lifehouse College from April, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit because we don't have 5 stones, but we actually have 5 courses. We have 5 areas that you can develop your gifts and develop the things that God has given you. We've got our Bible course, which is a diploma, studying the Bible, going through the foundations, learning from world-class teachers. We've also got a second-year bachelor course. We can earn a bachelor's degree and go a little deeper into the Bible. We've got our creative stream, our creative course with our video stream and a design stream, learning how to edit videos using Adobe Suite and design as well, Photoshop and all of that good stuff. And so important in this digital age. We've also got our language stream where we teach English and we teach Japanese, and it's a great fun community. And this year, we're actually adding 2 new courses. One is in music production. People that want to write songs and edit songs and learn how to develop music, digitally and release that, albums and online. And that's going to be an awesome course. And we've also got our business course, what I call the side hustle course, where we want to help people get to a place of financial freedom, maybe develop more time that they can spend to do other things in their life. And all of these streams, all of these courses that we've put together, they're all designed with ministry in mind, meaning they are ministry first. So, hey, maybe you want some more time for ministry or to serve God. And so maybe you're looking at freeing up some time around your work. So why don't you start a side business? Or maybe you want to serve God with the gift, the worship gift that God has given you. We're going to help you maybe put that down into paper and writing and write a song and develop that and release that. The same with English and Japanese language, and the same with video and design. But you can also use these courses in the workplace as well. And so I think Lifehouse College is just so exciting. So we're going to be having a little bit of a look at that today. But let's have a look at the video for 2021 for Lifehouse College.
Hi, Adrian here from Lifehouse College. And wisdom teaches us that those that are skilled will be admired and in high demand. At Lifehouse College, we are passionate about seeing people equipped with new skills and gain greater knowledge that will empower them to win at life. So if you want to continue to grow, gain new knowledge, and learn some new leadership skills and connect with an online community, why not sign up for Lifehouse College and join over 100 students that will be starting up in April 2021. So see you in class, see you online. Remember to sign up today.
Yes, Come on. Are you excited for Lifehouse College or what? Isn't that amazing? I feel like signing up and doing all those courses again just because it looks like so much fun. Come on. And if you are excited for Lifehouse College, make sure you have a look at the website there. I'm sure it's going to be in the links, and maybe you can discover and start developing some of the gifts that God has given you, just like David developed the gifts. The first thing I want to say from this story is that God wants us to develop our gifts ready for a life of purpose or ready for a moment of opportunity. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10 says, each of you should use whatever gift, whatever stone is in your hand, whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various form. And you see, God hasn't just given us gifts so that we can have a nice life and develop things for us and our families. No, God has given us gifts to use for others, to serve others, and being a faithful steward of this grace. And what this means is, I believe one day when we get to heaven, we're gonna have to give an account of how we use the gifts that God has given us. God is saying, I gave you this gift, and maybe it's an amazing singing gift or songwriting gift or designing gift or video editing gift. And God's saying, I gave you these gifts. Some other people didn't give these gifts, but I gave you these gifts. How did you use these gifts to serve others? How did you use these gifts to develop others? How did you use these gifts to point others to Jesus? And so I want to encourage you this year, let it be a year where we develop our gifts. You know, David, he spent many years as a shepherd, many years that were maybe not so exciting and were dangerous, and many years maybe were outside of his dream zone, developing the gifts so at the right time he could step into this opportunity to become the greatest warrior that Israel had and defeat Goliath. I want to pick up a story of our creative director, our creative course coach, Andy, who's leading up our design course in Lifehouse College. And Andy's from a wee little country called New Zealand. He lived with the hobbits in New Zealand, I should say. Just joking. New Zealand's a beautiful country. Actually, I'm half New Zealander. So, Andy was from New Zealand and went through school and started to develop his creative gift. And he studied design at college and started off using the software and worked different jobs and developing that and started his own side business, his own freelance business. And then one day God spoke to him about moving to Japan and wanting to reach Japanese. And so he moved to Japan with his wife, Rosie, and got involved here at Lifehouse and just started serving and started to serve others. And one day, a few years ago, we were talking with Andy, and he's done so much for church and ministry, also has his business as well and freelance and has all of that. And Andy started to talk about that his dream was, yes, to develop his business and yes, serve the church, but actually his dream was that he could develop a whole lot of other designers who were able to go out into the world and serve people, or go into the church and serve people through ministry and through the dream team. And I still remember some of those conversations with Andy. He was getting so passionate. And if you ask Andy today, I'm an amazing design coach, he would say, yes, I love designing. Yes, I love doing. But what I love most is training other people to be designers, training other people to see their creativity come out and to see their gifts released. And Andy's our amazing design coach. And also know the story of our new music production coach, Dan. And Dan has been part of Lifehouse longer than Lifehouse. Dan has been part of Lifehouse for many, many years, almost since the beginning. And Dan and Nozomi are amazing music directors here in Lifehouse. And Dan is the same over his years, many, many years leading the worship team and directing. He would have trained many, many, many hundreds of people how to play an instrument, how to play as part of a band, how to develop a heart of worship. And if you talk with Dan, he's not saying, no, I learned guitar and I learned piano and now I'm done. No, Dan is actually, he's still practicing. He's still learning new things. And now there's a lot of digital music and he's learning the software and he's learning music production and we're releasing albums and we're doing so much. And Dan is so excited about developing gifts and training others and releasing others in the area of worship. And I want to encourage you, whatever gifts God has given you, Don't go to sleep on those gifts. Let's develop those gifts. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, it says, "For this reason, I remind you, fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." And Paul's writing to Timothy, and I think it's important that he says, "I remind you." He's saying to us, don't forget. Because I think sometimes when we get good at something, we can forget about other people. We can just live in that comfort zone. I want to encourage you, let's step out of the comfort zone. Let's fan into flame the gifts and let's develop the gifts that God has given us. If we rewind back to about the start of 2020, we were starting the new video course that we were doing. We introduced a year ago and we thought, who could lead this video course? And we knew there was a girl in Sendai, Nadine, who's now our video course coach, who had a background in video and was doing some things in video. And we asked Nadine, would you like to be part of this? And Nadine, she's so amazing. Nadine has so many hands. You ask Nadine to do anything, she'll put a hand up for that, a hand up for that. And I believe that last year for Nadine, our video coach, was just a year of opportunity. It was a year of God giving opportunities. And Nadine said, yes, I'll learn that. Yes, I'll grow in that. Yes, I'll coach in this area. Yes, I'll serve in this area. And we started the most amazing video course where people are coming through, they're learning about video, they're releasing things. And you know what? That's just so important during this last year or just pandemic time when a lot of communication had to be done through video or had to be done online. And if you ask Nadine, she would say she's grown so much over that time. She's developed so many new skills, but even more exciting, she's seen those skills multiply out into tens of people who are now amazing video editors as well. And I want to encourage you in your gifting, let's continue to develop our gift. Let's fan into flame those gifts. Let's be like David. Let's not go to sleep with the sheep. No, let's practice our slingshots. Let's go chase those bears down. Let's get ready for that moment when that opportunity comes or that opposition comes. The second thing I want to say today is listen to God's voice, not the world's names. Sometimes, just like Saul, he gave David some armor that was the wrong armor. He gave him, it was too big, it was too clanky. David was not used to it. He couldn't walk in it. And I believe if David had have used that armor to go out and try and defeat Goliath in that armor, I believe he would have lost. Because it wasn't his gift zone. It wasn't what was supposed to be upon him. No, he was supposed to have the anointing. He was supposed to have the presence of God on him. And instead, Saul tried to put his armor on him, the world's armors. And you know, the world isn't putting things on us today physically, but sometimes the world and sometimes people around us put things on us that aren't from God. And I want to encourage you, if someone puts something on you, or if there's a voice you hear from the enemy, or there's something you see that's not good, or there's an atmosphere of negativity, let's take that off and let's put on the armor of God. Let's take off the world's voices. Let's take off the world's names and let's put on God's names. He's calling us chosen. He's calling us precious. He's called us designed. He's got a future and a hope. And I can feel the Holy Spirit right now. There's some people there today and you're listening and people have told you you're not good enough, or you're not strong enough, or you're not developed enough, or you're not experienced enough, or you don't come from the right family, or you didn't come to the right university, or you weren't born in the right country, you don't live in the right city. I want to encourage you, take off those voices and put on God's voice, which says, "I have called you and I have set you apart for greatness. I have set you apart for purpose." Come on, let's give some praise to Jesus right now. Whoever that's speaking to right now, let's take off those voices of negativity and let's put on the voices of hope from God. Sometimes we've got to get to God and we've got to wrestle with God and we've got to say, "God, what am I called to do? What is my purpose? What is the plan that you have for me?" And maybe you don't have a plan, and there's many people where I live here in Japan and go to university and go through life with people telling them what to do, but they don't know in their heart what they should do or what they want to do. And I want to encourage you, if that's you, you need to get to God and you need to say, "God, help me develop my gifts. God, help me step out. God, give me opportunities. Help me step towards the purposes that you have for me in my life." It reminds me of the story of our Bible coach, Adrian, one of our awesome pastors from South Africa. Adrian and Catherine from South Africa. From South Africa, yes, sorry for all the South African people that just turned off the broadcast. Adrian is our amazing Bible coach, one of our great pastors here at Lifehouse. And I was talking with Adrian. I said, Adrian, did you always want to be a pastor? And he said, no. He said, when I was young, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I graduated high school and I thought maybe I'll have to go and work at a company and become an employee. And I was like, did you want to do that? And he said, no. He said, I didn't want to do it, but I didn't know. And so I took this year and I didn't know what I wanted to do. Maybe I'd go and become a safari driver or a safari guide. I think that's so funny. We could have Adrian, the pastor, the college coach, or we could have Adrian, the safari guide out in South Africa, taking people to see giraffes and lions. Actually, that sounds like a pretty cool job. But he said, well, I didn't want to go into working for something or someone because I felt that I wanted to be in the world and I felt that God had something for me. So I took a year to discover and get plugged into church and travel. And he said, in the middle of that, God spoke to me and called me and said, I want you to head into ministry and I've got to put something in your life for nations. And Adrian served at his church. And then God spoke to him, I want you to pack up everything and move to Japan. I'm calling you. And so that's how he found himself in Japan with Catherine, and they got connected here at Lifehouse. And here they are teaching people from the Bible in Japan, all the way from South Africa. And I said, did you imagine that? And he said, no, but there was something in my heart that I had to get to God. I had to wrestle out with that God. There was something powerful about that year, and I had people speak into my life and prophesy over me, and I had to get to God and say, God, what is this desire that I have for the nations? And what is this desire that I have to help people? I want to encourage you, God's put things in your life as well that he has put in your heart that you can help people. And the last thing I want to say today is whatever you do, do it for God. Maybe that's in ministry. Maybe that's in the workplace. Maybe that's as a stay-at-home parent. Whatever you do, let's work for God in whatever we do. Colossians 3:23 puts it like this. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as though you were working for the Lord and not for people. And sometimes we get confused. Sometimes we think we're just going to work. I'm just working for someone or a company. No. We're actually serving God. We're actually working for God. When we use the gifts that he's given us, we're actually serving our creator. And I love this because Acts chapter 18 talks about Paul. And Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament and trained and developed people, Paul, he actually was a tent maker. And actually, while he was doing ministry, he was working at the same time. In Acts chapter 18, verse 3, it says he was a tent maker as they were. He's talking about Priscilla and Aquila. And he stayed and he worked with them. And so when Paul went to a new city, he actually had a trade. He actually could make tents and make some money and provide his own living so that he could do ministry. And that's just so powerful. I do this in my life. I love living a life where I can work in the business area and do ministry and do many different projects and many different things. That's the gifts that God has given me. We're starting a new course. I call it the Side Hustle Course, starting an online business course. And our amazing coach, Lewis, is going to be leading up this from Hiroshima. And Lewis just has an amazing story. Lewis and his wife, Ayami, moved to Hiroshima with a small team and said, we'll do whatever it takes to build a life-giving church here in Hiroshima. And so he just started working full-time or working and developing the church and then felt over time, I want to do something on the side to maybe develop a business so I can get to a place of financial freedom for my family, but also give me more time to ministry. And the last few years, Lewis, it's just been so amazing seeing God bless Lewis as he develops his skills and learns about online things and marketing and approaches local businesses and has got a great side hustle going on there, which gives him so much time, not just to do church now, but to also be one of our Lifehouse College coaches. And I tell you what, God is so into that. And I think that model is so awesome for Japan. Whatever you do, do it for God. Don't think just because I'm going to work or I work at a company or I've got a full-time job, I can't serve God. I'll serve God when I finish this one day. No, let's do it simultaneously. Let's do it together. Develop the gifts that God has given us. I want to ask you today, what's in your hand? David, he had 5 stones. We don't have 5 stones, but I believe we have more gifts than that. And Lifehouse College, we've got 5 courses, the Bible course, the creative course, the language course, the music production course, the business course. And that's 5 stones that we hope we can equip people so that they can do more ministry or succeed in some other area of their life. But maybe you've got a gift in your life and God's speaking to you. I want you to... This year, 2021, is a year of developing that and fanning that into flame. I want to encourage you, let's get to God. Let's wrestle with that. Let's develop our gifts and say, God, I'm going to develop my gifts so that when the time of opportunity comes, or when the moment of opposition comes, when that Goliath comes in my life, or when that opportunity comes to step out and to reach people for Jesus, more people for Jesus, I'm ready. My gifts are honed. My gifts are sharp. My flame is big, and I'm ready to step into that opportunity. And if that's you today, come on, I can feel the Holy Spirit right now. There's some people here today, and God's touching you right now. He's saying, hey, I've called you to something greater. You're doing something awesome right now, but tap, tap, tap. I've called you to become a leader. I've called you to become a connect group leader. I've called you to become a dream team leader. I'm calling you to greatness right now. If you're there today and you're saying, God, I received that. I want to develop these gifts. Come on, let's pray together. Come on. So God, I just thank you for every person listening, watching this right now. God, I thank you that you've called us to greatness. You've called us to do amazing things for your kingdom, to reach people for you, Jesus. And God, give us wisdom. Help us, show us how we can develop these gifts, these graces that you've given us. Maybe that's through Lifehouse College. Maybe it's through something else. But God, I pray that we wouldn't sleep on these gifts, but we would fan these gifts into flame this year. And God, we want to see the kingdom go ahead in our cities, in our nations, in the year 2021. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. And maybe you're there today and you don't yet know Jesus. I want to tell you, Jesus knows you. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. In a moment, I'm going to count to 3 and say now. And if you want to invite Jesus into your heart, this amazing God who forgave us and died on the cross to take away our sins and give us a new start. If you want to start walking with God today, when I say now, why don't you pray this prayer together with me? 1, 2, 3, now. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on. And if you made that decision right now, we'd love to help you in your next steps with Jesus. Just click the link below or send us a message, and our amazing team would love to help you discover more about God and help you in your journey with Jesus. Awesome. Well, come on. I hope you're encouraged today to develop the gifts that God has given you. Come on. Have a look at Lifehouse College. Have a look at the website there. See if there's something that interests you, that's a match for you. And I tell you what, have an awesome week, everyone. And we'll see you next time. Bye.